talking college basketball with the team's insider, Wyatt Thompson, on the Jim Davis Show.
Join us this morning from Waco, Texas. Kansas State takes on Baylor tonight. Wyatt Thompson, good morning. Wyatt, how are you?
I'm just great. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. Digging into the continental breakfast at your hotel this morning?
No, I'll actually probably take part in the team breakfast at 10, and then we'll shoot around at the Farrell Center from about 11:30 to 1, and have a little downtime in the afternoon, and then head over there about 4:30 or quarter to 5, and see how we do against our fourth consecutive ranked team. How about that?
Oh, wow. That's a murderer's row that the Wildcats are on right now. And had a big one last night with number 5 Kansas, number 13 Texas Tech. Jayhawks get the win last night, 94-91. And Oche with a big game last night. He had 37 points, 7 rebounds to lead the Jayhawks to that win last night over a Texas Tech team that's been playing some really good basketball.
Well, let's start with Tech, if you don't mind, because sure. I thought their performance last night was spectacular. I really thought they were going to win the game in regulation, and maybe they, I won't say should have, but maybe could have. They really are a terrific team, I think. They're deep, they're well coached, they really defend, they switch everything. They got a lot of good pieces. They don't have a natural true point guard, but McCullough is so solid that they kind of overshadow that a little bit. You mentioned Abaji. He's just been super. I think right now people are not only starting to talk about him as the Big 12 potential player of the year, but maybe college basketball's player of the year, and he hit the big three last night to propel them. Think about that. They were down 16 at half at K-State on Saturday. Excuse me. Find a way to win last night. That's kind of what they do. They win games, but he's kind of the leader of the pack. That was high-level basketball, man, and we've seen a lot of that in the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, Oche Abaji, big game last night. They're now 17-2, Kansas.
Yeah.
But you look at the AP Top 25, we have our fifth new number one team of the season, and it's Auburn. And yep. Auburn has they're playing sensational basketball. They got a couple of potential number one overall picks in Jabari Smith, the North Carolina yep. transfer, and Walker Kessler. They've been one of the best defensive teams of Bruce Pearl's 8-year tenure. I mean, this is a team that's benefited with certainly the transfer of Walker Kessler, and their defensive ability has helped put them on this 15-game winning streak.
Yeah, and they're pretty elite offensively too, aren't they? I mean, that's the thing. You mentioned a couple of names there. If I would encourage your fans, if they have not watched Auburn, watch them. Walker Kessler is long. He's a shot blocker. He's a really fine player. But I'll be honest with you. For those who have not seen Jabari Smith, he's worth the price of admission. He is 6'10". I'm going to say probably around 220, 225 pounds. Just a terrific, terrific athlete. Can play inside and out. Good defender. They have some depth too, Jim. I was looking at some of their numbers yesterday, and they basically are 8 deep-ish, about 20 minutes a game and above. They are just really, really solid. And I don't think they have really a whole heck of a lot of weaknesses either. They defend. They're good on the offensive end. They're in rarefied air here being number one for the first time in the history of their program. That says a lot.
Yeah, very impressive what Auburn's been able to put together, 15-game winning streak for the Auburn Tigers. And look for Auburn. They'll play Missouri before hosting Oklahoma on Saturday, part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. So a couple of big matchups coming up for that Auburn Tigers basketball team. You have Auburn, you have Houston, Wyatt, that is number 7 out of the American. They yeah. move from 10 to 7 on the poll, and they've been dominant in American athletic play so far, even though they don't have Marcus Sasser, Tremon Mark, both those guys with season-ending injuries to both those players. They crushed East Carolina on Saturday, 79-36. Houston, you know, like I said, you lose a couple players like that, you would not expect them to be a top-10 basketball team, but the Cougars have found a way to overcome the loss of both those players.
It's really remarkable what you just said, because those two guys are such high-level players. Sasser, I'm sure you've seen him. He is a whale of a talent. But let me just make this statement and see what you think of this. Based on what has happened to them and what they're continuing to do, don't you think you have to start talking about Kelvin Sampson as maybe the National Coach of the Year?
Oh, I think so. You overcome those.
Insane how hard they play and how good they are.
Yeah, losing a guy like Sasser in particular. I mean, you overcome those losses, and here you are, you know, the number seven team in the nation. Yeah, I think Kelvin Sampson, who I think has done a fantastic job in Houston and deserves, I think, a lot of credit. They're 6-0 in conference play right now. A lot of credit of, you know, taking, you know, chicken poop and turning it into chicken salad, and even better in regard to how or where Houston is right now at 17-2.
Yeah, they're. I guess I'll repeat myself here a little bit, but the way they play and how hard they play and how they just attack the glass. I mean, they are relentless that way. And I just think it keeps them in a lot of games and separates them in most games from even the better teams in their league and some of the other teams that they've played. They're a hard out. I can't imagine, you know, let's remind everybody listening that they were a Final Four team a year ago and probably could have been again. I'm not going to try to count them short, even without those two guys, including Sasser, who's unbelievable. But, wow, they've done a great job of building that program for sure.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of Kansas State Wildcats, our college basketball insider. He'll have the call tonight. Kansas State scoring off against Baylor. And we're now heading into the tail end of the regular season, conference play coming up, or conference tournament play coming up, and things like that. Wyatt, and of course, the NCAA tournament. And that means for folks like Jerry Palm and doing the bracketologists out there, starting to already look ahead to who might be the number one seeds. We'll see if you agree, disagree on these. As of right at the moment, I can't really argue with any of these that he mentions as the number one seeds. The Midwest, Auburn, and the South, Baylor, Gonzaga in the West, Kansas in the East.
Yeah, that's an interesting grouping, isn't it? Because I think you have really high-level teams there, and that's not a real surprise. I've been a fan of Mark Few and Gonzaga for a long time, and I think they're really talented. It's obvious that KU is pretty elite, especially offensively. I mean, we talked about Agbaji a moment ago, but they're starting to get other guys. You know, Christian Brown's been really good. They're just rock solid. Auburn, we talked about that. They're I think it's safe to say, at least at this point, they're the best team in the SEC. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue those four, at least at this point. I guess we could attack that in a couple of two or three weeks and see what it looks like, but I don't know that it'll change a whole heck of a lot.
And then he is the number two seeds in the Midwest, Wisconsin, Providence in the South, Arizona in the West, Duke in the East. And look, as good as Gonzaga is with Drew Timmy and those guys,
right?
I could see Arizona maybe having a shot at being the number one seed over Gonzaga.
Well, if you remember way back in the early part of the year, I had an opportunity to watch them a couple of different times, and I mentioned to you then how impressed I was at how well they're coached by Tommy Lloyd. They really have such great length and athleticism. I don't think any of that has changed, and I think they've actually gotten better. That league at the top with them and USC and UCLA is really good. Oregon, too. Oregon's played really well after a very slow start. So the top of that, if you're towards the top of that league, that's a good thing, and I think they are. I really like their team a lot. It's hard to beat that length, buddy. That was the difference in the K-State-KU game on Saturday, in my opinion. They were longer and probably more athletic at every position. You have a lot.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, or college basketball insider, joining us today. And look at him, you know, back to Arizona for a moment. Number two, Arizona, and UCLA. That matchup coming up tonight with number three UCLA, number two Arizona. That's going to help to establish some of the pecking order in the Pac-12 right now.
I agree. I think got that one set to record because we'll be flying back from Waco. It's hard to be a fan of major college basketball and not see those kind of matchups because you just don't see them all that often. You know, our league, we're like I said before, we're playing a fourth straight ranked team, which is pretty rare when you think about it, to be honest. And K-State's already won two of those games. The loss was at home to Kansas. And the chances of winning here tonight are not good. Baylor's they had the little two-game slip-up, and there are reasons for that. Jeremy Sohan's been out a little bit, and Akinjo, their point guard, has been struggling a little bit with a bad back. But when they're healthy, they're good. So, yeah, I'll be anxious to see how that one plays out. But we've talked about eight different teams here, pretty high level basketball there, buddy.
No doubt about it. Well, why?